I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway. Walk into any health food store, or increasingly any grocery store, and you're likely to find brands selling probiotics that claim to cultivate a healthy gut. They might promise weight loss and even increase metabolism. But probiotics are just one small piece of the gut picture. Recent research shows that antibiotics in the food we eat play a huge part in maintaining the bacteria in our gut and could also play a big role in determining how much we weigh. James Hamblin is a staff writer for The Atlantic, where he writes about all things health and nutrition, and he's here to help us understand the link between our gut and our health. James, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me.
So lots of questions here about antibiotics, about gaining weight, about microbiomes. Is that how you say that?
Yeah.
Okay. So before we talk about all of that, let's talk about the gut. What is a gut microbiome?
So inside of your small intestine, mostly small intestine, there are tens of trillions, possibly even 100 trillion microbes, lots of bacteria, also viruses and fungi and other stuff that are living symbiotically with us. And we've only in the last two decades really discovered the extent to which there are so many of them and they play integral roles in our lives.
Are these gut microbiomes friendly?
Yeah. So most of them are serving functions that we don't know yet. We just consider them innocuous, but they're probably there for some reason, if only to contribute to this overall ecosystem that's living there, possibly keeping some of the harmful ones in check. We're all carrying around some microbes that can cause disease if there's an overgrowth, but they're totally innocuous to carry around when they're in balance.
I've heard this through some, you know, for the past couple years, that there's a connection between our gut and our immune system, and then this word that gets tossed around a lot called inflammation. So let's kind of break that down. What is inflammation? How does what all those microbes that are running around in our gut affect our immune system?
Yeah, inflammation is a word that is used in a lot of marketing and hype, and it's treated as if it's this binary. It's either on or off, and it's bad. It's a term for when your immune system is actively trying to contain something. So it's good. When you have a cold, you want your immune system to get rid of that virus, or when you have an infection anywhere, your immune system is triggered. But also, you're carrying around trillions of bacteria inside your gut. You don't want them to invade you, but you also don't want to expel them like you would with a cold. So there's this balance with your immune system and with these microbes. And that means there's constant low levels of inflammation that might kind of get a little higher and kind of get a little lower, but it's not bad. It's just there. So that means that what you're eating changes your microbes, and your microbes change your immune system, and vice versa.
So you mentioned marketing. A lot of times we hear marketing for something like probiotics, eat more of this and eat more yogurt and that'll help you stay in check. Is that what you mean?
Those claims are really ahead of what we know. Lots of food, all kinds of fresh fruits and vegetables are filled with bacteria and they're filled with fiber. It is good to have foods that contain bacteria, but the best advice we know right now is that you want a diverse microbiome. So any particular strain that you might be seeing on the shelves at Whole Foods or elsewhere, we don't know that that's going to be good or bad for any particular person.
So James, let's get to the big question now. How do these microbiomes affect our weight?
Yeah. So digestion of food is a complex process. It starts in your mouth, you're chewing, then it goes to the stomach and these acids break stuff down further. And then these microbes do part of the digestion too. You know, they're kind of coating the walls of the bowel. So they're helping to regulate what actually gets through into the bloodstream and what passes all the way through you. Mm-hmm. So you and I have different microbial populations. We might eat the same meal and take different amounts of calories out of it because our microbes digested it differently.
So where do antibiotics come into this?
Yeah, this is something that we're just starting to reckon with, because for a long time most people had this idea, if you had any bacteria or virus, you needed to get rid of it. And now that we've discovered the extent to which we have all these healthy, normal microbes that are part of us, we know it's certainly not nothing. And some of the strongest evidence actually comes from farming, where farmers give antibiotics to cattle and they get bigger, quicker. And we also know that sometimes in radical cases, there's something that can be done called a fecal transplant, where you actually transplant the whole microbiome of one person into another. And some people have developed significant metabolic changes or weight gain after that, people who've never had an issue their whole life. So it's unclear exactly what is ideal, and what's ideal for one person might not be for another.
So is the link that if I take an antibiotic for a bacterial infection that I'm more susceptible to gaining weight?
We have known for a long time that you don't want to overuse antibiotics when they're not necessary. They're a wonderful tool. They're like a hammer. If you need to hit a nail, drive it into a wall, you want a hammer. If you are trying to clean a window, the hammer is not going to be good. So think of antibiotics the same way. Sometimes you really need them, and especially if a medical expert is saying, I'm really urging you to take these. But if you're on the fence and you know you've had some short-term symptoms and kind of like, well, maybe it'll just go away, maybe it's just a virus, there's another reason to think these are not totally harmless. They come with some side effects, just like any medication.
When we think about weight loss, how should we be thinking about studies that are making that connection between our gut and our weight?
So none of this is saying that it doesn't matter what you eat. None of this is saying your genetics don't matter, how much you move and exercise, how much you sleep, how much stress you have in your life. This all comes together. But understanding that the microbes change our metabolism and they vary from person to person continues to complicate this and add a factor that might explain why someone who you eat a lot of meals with and do a similar amount of activity with and has been gaining weight and hasn't been an issue for you could explain what's going on there.
A lot of Americans say they want to lose weight. Can they do that by somehow changing their gut bacteria?
There is so much hype, and there's only going to be much more hype. And the thing to keep in mind is that you and I and all humans, we share 99.9% of our DNA. And the microbiome will share less than half of it. I mean, there's much more difference there. So no more than I could say that a medication that's good for you would be good for me, I couldn't say that a probiotic that's good for you would be good for me. And some of these come with other consequences. Some of them are associated with multiple sclerosis and other serious diseases that you don't just want to go risking. It's about getting a diverse biome, which you get by eating a balanced diet. If you're looking for an elegant takeaway, it's kind of that we are complicated and we are diverse, and any judgments that we might have about why people gain weight, about body image, which is such a big part of our culture, this is just yet another reason to think it is not as straightforward as this person doesn't understand, you just need to eat less. Because our metabolisms are these complex tapestries of trillions of other microorganisms, and it's all very beautiful, and we're just beginning to figure it out.
James Hamblin, staff writer at The Atlantic, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.